This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you are a renter in this economy, this next story is going to sound depressingly familiar. Rents on single-family homes are going up by about 3% nationally last year, which is also, as it happens, about how much average wages grew during that same period before you factor in inflation. And for the fifth year in a row, rents have increased the most, percentage-wise, at the low end of the market. That's all according to a report out today from CoreLogic. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
When Brett Wyatt and his husband moved into their two-bedroom, two-bath townhouse in Atlanta 4 years ago, the rent was $1,500 a month. Now it's $1,650.
I would not say our pay has been commensurate with the increase in housing prices, especially in Atlanta.
And that makes it harder for them to keep up with expenses and save to buy a home. Economist Molly Basil at CoreLogic says rents are rising most at the low end of the market by 3.7% a year. On a $1,000 rental, that's almost $450 more over the course of a year.
We have a lot of newly formed households, you know, coming out and most likely looking for rentals at the lower end and really driving up those prices.
Meanwhile, home builders have focused on the higher end of the market where they can make more money. Andrew Orend with the National Low Income Housing Coalition says that leaves more people
doubling up with family members and with friends, constantly moving, and in the worst cases, they wind up becoming homeless.
Landlords feel squeezed, too. AJ Paymaster owns two rentals in the Phoenix area, where rents are rising on average 7% a year, according to CoreLogic. Paymaster says he's been raising the rent about 7 to 8% every 18 months to 2 years.
With wages just not really going up very much on my current job or my wife's job, this is a way for me to actually still keep up with some of the increasing costs overall in our lifestyle.
To hold on to his tenants, he tries to keep his rents slightly below market, but he plans to keep raising them as long as the market allows. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.